At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
What does every grocery store aisle now have in common? Products that come in paper packaging. And we don't just mean the obvious ones like cereal boxes and juice cartons. From beauty products to boxed water, there are more opportunities to go paper-tarian than ever before. So why should you? Because paper comes from a renewable resource and can be recycled up to 7 times. Simply put, it's the smart choice for the environment. And it turns out, the easiest choice for you. Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/papertarian.
This is the VSiN Daily Baseball Bets. Here is Adam Burke.
Hello once again, everybody, and thank you for joining me here on this Wednesday, April 26th edition of VSiN Daily Baseball Bets. I'm your host, Adam Burke. A lot of day games here on the Wednesday card, which is something that we're used to seeing already so far this season. That will continue as we go throughout the Major League Baseball campaign. Wednesday, Thursday, and Sunday, the big days for day games. So a bit of a limited card here in terms of what I can talk about on the podcast, but the article is up over at vsin.com. You can check that out Monday through Saturday. And of course, this podcast Monday through Friday here on our VSiN podcast airwaves. Make sure you're checking out the fine work that my colleagues are doing both over at the website and on the podcast front. Shout out to my guy, Zach Cohen, who's writing MLB player props for you every day over there at the website. We got plenty of draft coverage, though. Certainly, you're chasing your tail a lot when it comes to the odds for the NFL draft, which have moved around quite significantly for a while now. But you can check out the draft content over at vsin.com, along with our special draft shows that have been on the air. We got draft podcasts, the GM Shuffle with Femi Abefefe and Michael Lombardi. A lot of stuff going on here over at vsin.com. Also, yesterday, we kind of put together a tentative date for our college football betting guide. Won't be too long until you got to start thinking about the gridiron once again. So lots of stuff happening over there at the website. $9.99 introductory offer to subscribe. You can check out the subscription options over at vsin.com/subscribe. And while you're subscribing to things, subscribe to VSiN Daily Baseball Bets. Throw us a 5-star review. We will definitely appreciate that. I know I will if you're able to take some time to do that. All right, we're going to go short and sweet here with today's show. I know I said that about yesterday's show. It ran about 25 minutes or so. Monday's show, definitely the longest one we've had so far, but you know, still looking for feedback at Skating Tripods on Twitter, aburke@vsin.com. If there's anything you want to know about, you can send that over. Also, I've been toying with the idea here of possibly doing a mailbag segment, maybe once a week, every other week, something like that, kind of answering some of your listener questions on the air. The concern with that, of course, is that it makes the show a little bit longer, but that will be something that we can entertain as we go forward here. So I want to talk about a big picture thing once again, and I try to do that on every show, kind of look at the big picture, then sort of dig into the card for that day. And I want to talk about results on high velocity contact, because I think that's a really important thing. You know, I've talked about performance with runners in scoring position, looking at some of the extreme outliers on the good side, the extreme outliers on the bad side. I talked about some teams last week and earlier on this week that have high hard hit percentages, but are not really getting the offensive results. Teams like the Royals, teams like the Tigers have actually made a good amount of hard contact. They've just struck out a little bit too often to put a lot of balls in play. So there are some teams out there that maybe have a little bit better of offensive profiles than what they've shown here so far. So I want to talk about that on today's show and remind you that the reason why I use hard hit percentage so much in my handicapping is that a hard hit ball, defined as a batted ball of at least 95 miles per hour and exit velocity, for this season has a batting average of 496. So basically, if it's hit 95 miles per hour, at least 95 miles per hour, it has a 50% or better chance of being a hit. And of course, as you go up from 95 miles per hour, the better the chance that it becomes a hit. And typically, every mile per hour of exit velocity in terms of a range will jack up the batting average roughly 8, 10, 12 points, depending on how high you're getting or how low you're getting. So that's something you can kind of keep in mind as a bit of a frame of reference. But for this season here league-wide, 496 batting average on those batted balls of 95-plus and a 978 slugging percentage. So a lot of these high-velocity batted balls will go for doubles and home runs. That is part of the equation here. But just generally speaking, they're going to go for more hits. And I would think, as this season goes along, we could see that batting average go up just because, you know, of the shift ban, of guys kind of making the adjustments in the batter's box, but then also the ball possibly carrying a little bit more as the weather gets warmer. So remember, the league-wide batting average on batted balls of 95-plus miles per hour is 496. So we go and look at this from a team-specific standpoint, and a team that just continuously keeps coming up here is the Kansas City Royals. On their high-velocity contact of 95-plus miles per hour, they're only batting 439. So that is the lowest in Major League Baseball. The Guardians are the second lowest at 451. The Twins, interestingly enough, the third lowest at 458. The Pirates are the fourth lowest at 463. And the Mets, the fifth lowest at 465. So the Mets have popped up a few times here in some of these positive regression offensive statistics that I've been looking at. So the Mets offense is one that you may want to look for an uptick from. Certainly the Royals, and that's difficult because it is hard to bet on the Royals from a side standpoint because their pitching is just absolutely terrible. Brady Singer was better yesterday, much to my chagrin. We got a lucky push out of that first five total. But other than Singer, you know, there's not a whole lot of upside in that rotation. But offensively, they should definitely get better here. So the Royals are a team that's making a good amount of high-velocity contact and just not having the results on it with that 439 batting average. Cleveland just doesn't make a whole lot of high-velocity contact, so this is to some degree a bit of a sample size thing. But they have gotten a little bit unlucky on the hard-hit balls they have had. Part of that because of progressive field and how it plays here in the cooler months. The Twins are an interesting one to me because they've had some injuries, and a lot of them, to be honest with you. Carlos Correa's missed time. Jorge Polanco has missed time. They've had several guys in and out of the lineup here. That's an offense that should get better as we go along. And at this point in time, the Twins do look like the class of the American League Central. The pitching staff's been great. The bullpen is kind of stabilized. And their offense showing that maybe they have underperformed a little bit so far this season. So the Twins, an offense I would look at. The Twins may be a team to buy at this point in time. I think it's really interesting that the Pirates are 27th here in batting average on batted balls of 95-plus miles per hour because they've, frankly, been great. They've been much better than I expected them to be here for this season. So I give them a lot of credit for that. From a slugging percentage standpoint now on high-velocity contact, remember, league average 978. The Washington Nationals are at 748. So the Nationals are not a good offense, but they're getting a little bit unlucky on some of their high-velocity contact. And I do think when they face left-handed starters, that may be a spot where you want to take some overs with the Nationals or possibly take a chance at, you know, a plus 1.5 run line or maybe take a shot at a big dog money line, something like that. Because they're, you know, making not a high rate of high-velocity contact, but they've gotten unfortunate on the high-velocity contact that they have made. And I think looking at their profile against lefties, that's probably where you would see some of the positive regression. So what I'm trying to do here is really just compile profiles of teams and some betting angles that we can kind of plug and play based on the statistics that are out there and based on the matchups that these teams have. Cleveland, they're 29th in slugging percentage on high velocity contact. They never really hit for power anyway. It's just not really in their repertoire. They should be better than they are, which is why, you know, I still think that despite this ugly start, this is a team that still has a chance to be pretty good throughout the course of the season. The Royals are 28th in slugging percentage, 804. Again, lagging well behind that 978 league average mark. The Tigers, 836. They're well behind as well. And then Houston, they're 26th at 907, but they have had some injuries. Minute Maid Park plays different based on whether it's open or closed, stuff like that. So, you know, look, there are some teams that aren't very good, but I think that their offensive profiles suggest that they could improve a little bit as this season goes along here. Now, the other side of that spectrum, teams that are overperforming a bit offensively. Again, 496, the league average. The Cubs at 545, the Phillies at 543, the Orioles 538, the Rays 534, and the Reds 533. So that's your top five in terms of highest batting average on 95-plus mile-per-hour batted balls. And I do think that the Cubs are a little bit of a regression candidate, despite the fact that I'm on them here today, and I'll talk about that in a few minutes. The Cubs are probably overperforming a little bit offensively. The Phillies probably are as well, especially in light of the fact that, you know, they don't have Bryce Harper, and there are some things that they're kind of dealing with. They don't have Rhys Hoskins either. The Phillies are you know, maybe overperforming a little bit on that high-velocity contact, but they're also not making a ton of it. So that's something that kind of stands out a little bit here. I think the Orioles are overperforming to some degree, and the Rays are as well, just simply because they've faced a lot of really bad teams early on in the season. The top teams here in slugging percentage on high velocity contact, remember, league average 978. The Dodgers are number one, the Rays number two, the Giants number three. This has a lot to do with the Giants hitting a lot of home runs. Most of their high velocity contact has been a home run throughout the course of the season here, at least in terms of facing right-handed pitching. The Phillies are fourth. The Orioles are fifth. Oddly enough, the A's are sixth, which is kind of interesting to put them up there in this group. But just looking generally at some offenses in line for positive or negative regression, I think the Royals really will improve. Cleveland will improve. I think Minnesota, another one. The Seattle Mariners, they're an offense that I think is due for a bit of an uptick here as well in terms of their results on some high-velocity contact. That's a team that I think should definitely get better as we go forward. And some teams that may fall off the pace a little bit, the Cubs, the Phillies, the Orioles, and certainly the Rays, who are off to an historic start, with a lot of that coming from the level of competition. Coming up on VSiN Daily Baseball Bets, my look at the Wednesday card and the plays that I've got.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If you use paper, you're a human. But if you choose paper, you're a papertarian. Someone who lives a paper-based lifestyle because it has a positive impact on the planet. And also because it's the easiest choice you'll make all day. Seriously. It's as easy as reaching for boxed instead of bottled water. It's as easy as opting for beauty products that come in paper packaging. It's as easy as grabbing eggs in a cardboard container. And that's all in one trip to the grocery store, which, if we're being honest, you were planning to go to anyway. But paper isn't just an easy choice. Papertarians know that it's the smart choice, too. Because paper comes from trees, a renewable and sustainably managed resource. And paper products are designed to be recycled. In fact, when you choose products that come in paper-based packaging, those fibers can go on to be recycled up to 7 times. So why wouldn't you go Papertarian? I'll wait. Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/papertarian.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
All right, we're back here on VSiN Daily Baseball Bets. We get the chance, rate, review, subscribe, throw us a 5-star review. We greatly appreciate those, and it will help with the ranking and the growth of the podcast. So if you think that this is something that more people need to hear, and hopefully you do. Hopefully I presented some good information here, and we'll continue to, as we're just not even a month into the Major League Baseball season as of yet. Then throw us those five-star reviews, help bump up that ranking. I greatly appreciate it. The site obviously greatly appreciates it. So if you get the chance to do that, please feel free to throw us a five-star review here for VSiN Daily Baseball Bets. Taking a look at the Wednesday card, again, as I mentioned, a lot of day games. So that's something that's a little bit of a challenge here to kind of talk about on the shows. But Tony Gonsolin returns from his sprained ankle for the Dodgers today. They're about $1.45 favorite against the Pittsburgh Pirates and Roansy Contreras. This is a really interesting start for Contreras. I'm curious to see how he does in this outing because he has some walk rate issues, and the Dodgers are a very, very patient lineup. They have been for a very long period of time, just kind of something that they do. It's the MO of frankly, a lot of good offenses that are out there. Just a big start for Contreras to see how he's able to do against a lineup that will force him to get into the strike zone. And that's something that we can carry over because the Pirates look to be better than expected this season. And in starts where Contreras is facing patient lineups, maybe he'll be a fade candidate. So again, even if we don't have a play on a game, there's still some information that you can glean from it and kind of use as we go down the line. Speaking of guys returning from injuries, Sandy Alcantara going for Miami here today against Bryce Elder. And by the way, I've seen multiple pronunciations of his name. So I don't know if it's Alcantara or Alcantara. I know Baseball Reference has Alcantara. I've heard it both ways anyway. But Bryce Elder's pitched really, really good here for the Braves so far this season. The Marlins, not a particularly strong offense. We know that. Elder is running an 86.7% left on base percentage, a 53.1% hard hit rate. Regression is coming for him. And I don't know if it happens today with the Marlins, but I do know I'll be looking to go against him here soon, possibly on Monday against the New York Mets. An offense that I just talked about has some positive regression signs attached to it. So maybe going against Elder on Monday. But as far as his start today, it's always tough to buy in with the Marlins offense in really any context. But with the reigning NL Cy Young Award winner coming back off of the injured list after, or not off the injured list, but after getting skipped with some bicep tendonitis, I don't know how Alcantara is going to look in this start. I really, truly don't know. This is a tough assignment to come back to against a Braves lineup that really punishes and pummels mistakes. But we'll see how he does, and we'll see if he's a guy that we can get back to possibly betting on or playing some unders with as we go forward. But I mostly wanted to mention that game because I do think we can look to fade Bryce Elder here in one of his upcoming starts. Hopefully didn't miss the boat here in today's game. Another game to touch on here, and this is just an obvious talking point, and I've talked about it a lot as the season's gone along here, the St. Louis Cardinals and the San Francisco Giants. So Giants win the first five last night, blow the game in the eighth, and then win the game in walk-off fashion in the ninth. So a lot of swings there from a win expectancy standpoint. But in this game, it's the Giants against the lefty, the Giants facing Steven Matz. And Steven Matz has not been terribly effective so far this season here. 6.55 ERA, 4.87 FIP. He's given up at least four runs in three of his four starts. He walked five in the game where he didn't. He has not pitched well. This will be an interesting challenge of the fact that the Giants have not been able to hit lefties all season long. And that's been a talking point in the article and on the show here. I mean, they are the worst offense in baseball against left-handed pitching, and it's not particularly close. So if they don't hit Matz here today, that will be just another symptom of what they're dealing with. And the Cardinals, look, I mean, their worst start since 1973. They're definitely struggling in a lot of different ways here. Let's see what they do against Anthony DeSclafani, who's pitched well, but has a 50.7% hard hit percentage in his last two starts here. So that's something where, you know, maybe you look for some regression out of a guy like DeSclafani in this start. But the bigger thing I want to talk about is that if the Giants struggle again against another lefty who looks pretty bad, that really won't be a good look here, I don't think, for this team going forward. The game is already going on, and look, this is how committed I am to the podcast. I'm not watching the MLB debut of Tanner Bibee for the Cleveland Guardians. Bibee is a guy who has spectacular minor league numbers. This is a much better rotation with Logan Allen and Tanner Bibee in it. Tristan McKenzie will be back at some point in May. I'm still concerned about Shane Bieber, But if the Guardians ever get this offense going, this is still a pretty legitimate pitching staff. So if you start to see signs of life from this offense, maybe an AL Central future, maybe kind of the time to buy. But they have a very difficult schedule coming up over the next 6 weeks, and they've kind of wasted this weaker part of the schedule that they have. Speaking of debuts, Luis Medina will make his debut for the A's. He is very different from Tanner Bibee. Bibee, elite control, elite command. Medina has no control whatsoever. A lot of strikeouts, a lot of walks in the minor leagues for him. So we'll see what he does today against the Los Angeles Angels. But Medina's a guy who doesn't work deep into games because he works a ton of deep counts. I mean, this is a guy in 391 and a third minor league innings walked 274 batters. That's bad. However, he also struck out 468. That's good. So Medina is a guy that if you're looking for balls in play, probably not the game for you there, especially with Patrick Sandoval's recent walk rate issues. But Medina is going to put a lot of strain on what is already a bad Oakland bullpen. So keep that in mind as you're looking at his starts, where the A's will be big dogs in most of them. But that's a situation where you could look at, you know, playing run lines against them to cut down on the juice and stuff like that. All right, three plays for today. Let's get to them and fire them off here in rapid fire fashion. We start in the National League where you got the Cubs and the Padres. So as I said, the Cubs on the whole, a bit of a negative regression candidate offensively. However, against Michael Wacha today, I still like the Cubs in this matchup. Wacha's allowed 16 runs on 29 hits and 20 and a third, and that even includes six shutout innings against the Braves where he struck out 10. Over his other three starts, he's only struck out eight batters. His hard hit percentage is league average, but he's become kind of an extreme fly ball guy, and his command has just not been good. Now, the pitching conditions at Wrigley Field will be pretty good tonight. That could help Wacha, but I still just don't like a lot of the things I'm seeing. I don't like the command profile. I don't like the control. I just don't like anything I'm seeing out of Wacha aside from the changeup, but that's always been a pretty good pitch for him. On the Cubs side, you got Drew Smyly. Smyly coming off of his perfect game bid against the Dodgers. He's allowed a 23.3% hard hit percentage. He's been strong over his last three starts, 20 strikeouts against three walks. He's staying off the barrel, and he's kind of doing the Justin Steele thing where he's become a two-pitch pitcher. But if your two pitches are good, who gives a damn? As long as the two pitches are good and you can command both of them, you can be a two-pitch guy. So Steele does that with a sinker-slider combo. Smiley's doing that with a sinker-curveball combo. Seems to be working. Took the Cubs here for the first five at minus 110 in that Padres and Cubs matchup. Next up here, we go to the American League, and it's the Astros and the Rays. And I guess I shouldn't have bet on Jose Urquidy and probably should have bet on Luis Garcia instead, but I like the Astros here today to take down this series against the Rays. You got the Astros at plus 105 out there at DraftKings. You can find a little bit better out there in the marketplace. But you got Hunter Brown in this one against Calvin Fauscher. And Foucher's given up a run in five straight appearances, gave up three runs in his last outing against the White Sox, where the Rays are really trying to stretch him out a bit into being a starter because their starting rotation is just disheveled by injuries, to say the least. But after Fauscher comes Josh Fleming. And Josh Fleming is a guy that, while he's pitched pretty well this season, I'm not really buying it. I mean, the last 2 years, he's been a below average pitcher. He draws a tough right-handed heavy lineup here today in the Astros. And Fleming, in his career, righties own a 287 batting average, 352 on base, 435 slugging. Right-handed heavy lineup. Yeah, the Astros are missing Yordan Alvarez, and I wish they weren't. But that's why they're still a plus money underdog in this game. And I like Hunter Brown, premium velocity, good cutter. He's gotten unlucky this season with a 64.5% left on base percentage. So took the Astros here at plus 105 in this one. I do like Brown a lot. Not really enamored with the Fauscher and Fleming tandem. Lastly here, the third play. And, you know, look, I mean, I knew I was going to do it as long as the price wasn't too high. I'm on Logan Gilbert and the Mariners today. They take on the Philadelphia Phillies. They won yesterday, despite Gilbert getting pushed back a day, had a little bit of a muscle spasm while he was working out on Sunday. They decided to play catch on Monday, give him an extra day because his routine was kind of thrown off a little bit. Said he could have won if he had to last night, so I'm okay with that. But Gilbert's made a nice arsenal change this season where he's throwing fewer fastballs, has even mixed in a little bit of a splitter this year. Chase rate is up, and he's getting, you know, some swings and misses outside the zone, which is a big deal for him. And the strikeout rate is up. But interestingly enough, his swinging strike rate is down a little bit, and that's simply because he hasn't thrown enough first pitch strikes. That's an adjustment I think he can absolutely make as we go forward here. I love the pitch usage change. He's actually gotten a little bit unlucky by expected batting average and expected slugging on his fastball. Great control, good command, a guy that I really, really like. And if him or George Kirby are priced in this short favorite role, the Mariners are very much on my radar. For the Phillies, it's Taiwan Walker. And Taiwan Walker's 17-12 strikeout to walk ratio this year. But for him, a high ground ball percentage this year, but he's running a 241 BABIP. And if you look at his batting averages on balls in play in previous seasons with ground ball percentages up, you know, kind of at the higher end of his spectrum, they're up in the 280s and 290s. So I don't expect that to continue. The Phillies really aren't that great of a defensive team anyway. Walker's just, you know, not a guy that I really, really like to back that much. I just kind of look at him and I don't see a whole lot of redeeming qualities, even though he finds ways to get results. Nonetheless, I like this Mariners team. I think they're underperforming so far this season. I took them at minus 120 here today in the article, but you can find a better price, minus 115 or lower, if you shop around a little bit. So the Cubs for the first five, the Astros at plus 105 or 110 for the first five, or for the full game, excuse me, and then also the Mariners for the full game. Find a minus 115, but minus 120 the price in the article. I'll be back with another edition of VSiN Daily Baseball Bets on Thursday. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Hope you've enjoyed the show. Throw us that 5-star review if you get a chance, and I will chat with you again tomorrow.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now, you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.